Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the President of the United States is leaving New York. He's filed residency paperwork for Florida. He's not the first New Yorker to do it, but the governor certainly had a message for him.
Absolutely. Like him or hate him, you know, Donald Trump is certainly seen as a quintessential New Yorker over the years, even appearing in a Home Alone movie one time in New York. He says that he's been treated unfairly by elected officials and that he's had enough and he's leaving for Florida. Governor Cuomo was shedding no tears. His statement was, good riddance. It's not like Mr. Trump paid taxes here anyway. He's all yours, Florida.
Well, we go from that to the other dust-up, this involving the head of the state Democratic Party, Jay Jacobs. Some believe it goes to the governor, and it has to do with a proposal to raise the number of votes, the threshold, to get on the ballot, and many believe that's an attempt to kill the third parties in New York.
Right now, if you're a minor party, if you want a secure ballot spot, you have to get at least 50,000 votes on the gubernatorial line every 4 years to guarantee that you'll have a ballot spot for the next 4 years. Jay Jacobs, as part of this commission looking into public financing, wants to raise that level to as high as 250,000 votes. Right now, the only minor party that would even come close to that is the Conservative Party. A lot of critics of the governor believe he's behind this. They feel that it's retribution to the Working Families Party, which is a left-leaning party that backed Cuomo's primary challenger last year, Cynthia Nixon. The governor's people deny that, but it's getting ugly. Elizabeth Warren, who was endorsed by the WFP, weighed in support of fusion voting, which left critics to note that there's no fusion voting in Warren's home state or public financing of Massachusetts. Tom DiNapoli, the state comptroller, also wrote a letter supporting fusion voting. So it's going to be interesting to see where this commission goes with it, given that it has to report the day before Thanksgiving.
And they have the effect of law, this report.
It does have the effect of law unless the legislature comes back by the end of the year and says, no, we reject these recommendations. There are a lot of lawmakers who don't want to see fusion voting go, whether it's enough to overturn whatever the commission does. And that's not even considering whatever the public financing portion is. Another plan that Jacobs has put forward is that the public financing would mostly cover in-district contributions, not contributions that come from outside a legislative district. So there's been criticism of that as well. So there's still a lot of gaps to be closed before this report comes out.
Speaking of closing gaps, there's a loophole that's being attempted to be closed when it comes to suing for sexual harassment.
Now, if you are a staffer, a legislative aide, or a staffer to a judge or another elected official, it's possible you're not considered an employee of the state, but a personal staff of that official. That has kept some legislative staffers who have sued the state for sexual harassment from being able to do so. Their cases have been thrown out. So two lawmakers want to close that loophole, saying that if you're working for a lawmaker, you work for the state, you're paid by the state, so you should be able to go after the state if you are sexually harassed.
Ken Lovett, wrapping up the news from New York State government and politics for the week. And we appreciate it as always. We'll catch up with you next week, sir.
Anytime. Be well.